Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this October 26, 2022. It is 10:32 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. here. I am joined right now by our good friends from the ODC. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. We have Carla with us. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Annika? Is that Annika?
Annika.
Annika. I want to get that right. Annika. It's a beautiful name. Annika. Good to see you. Good to meet you. And Brooke, I believe.
Yeah, definitely.
Always good to see you, Brooke. Thanks for being in. Thank you, ladies, so much for being here today. Any chance to talk about the ODC, I will always take it. Huge supporter and lover of what you guys do over there and appreciate so much what you put into our community. Thank you very, very much. We got a couple of different things we can talk about today. Do you want to start with the community volunteerism? Start there? Or?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So is that you, Brooke?
That is
All
me.
Right. All right. Brooke, how are you first off?
I'm good, James.
Good to hear. Very good to hear. What can you tell us about this?
Well, actually, this is my second week moving into this department with these programs. So I actually got a chance to go out to a bunch of our sites last week and help volunteer and see what they do, a little behind the scenes to get things going the way they should be. And it was great.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, seeing our clients do their, work with them with doing their volunteering, help them with their volunteering. And I went to the Cultural Center last week. I went to Schweppes, Love Inc., the Family Center. It was, and a few others. It was great.
It sounds like it was certainly beneficial for the clients.
Yeah.
And they really got a lot of it. It sounds like a lot of things with the ODC. You did too.
Yeah.
And it's something why I always like to bring up when we have opportunities to encourage people to volunteer, to work at the ODC. It is one of the most rewarding jobs in history, like period, end of sentence. Like, it's such a rewarding gig.
What did I tell you last time? I love my job.
Yeah.
I still love my job.
Good to hear. Very good to hear, especially especially when you're in the first couple of weeks of it and everything. That's
right,
a good sign.
Right.
That's a good sign. When it comes to these opportunities, are there other nonprofits or other businesses that we're looking to have the clients come by and stuff? Should people reach out and maybe, hey, our place would be a good place to bring the clients to? And
other nonprofits are definitely welcome to reach out.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not only... I love these kind of things in life where it's a win-win-win kind of thing.
Right.
It's great for them. It's great for the clients. Great for the ODC. And there's no losers, no side effects to this one. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that, Brooke. Appreciate it. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear more about that sometime, especially as you get farther into the job and everything, deeper into this.
Absolutely.
I wanted to take some time to talk about Milkweed Market because I love Milkweed Market. And I guess I should probably do my job, too, and ask you guys things about Milkweed Market. But I think we could fill the next 20 minutes just rambling about the market itself and what they offer and all the great things that are there. I know we got some more specific stuff to get to, but first up, just before we dive too deeply into this, the items that you can get from Milkweed Market are made by the clients. They're created by them. All the love and all the care are in those things, and you feel that when you pick them up, when you buy them for loved ones and these things. And I don't think we get a chance to touch on that nearly enough when it comes to Milkweed Market. When it first opened up, we got to touch on that quite a bit, but there's been so much fun stuff going on over there, it gets a little lost in the shuffle. So just to throw that out there again, just a reminder that these are some of the funnest, greatest items you can find, and they're all made with love, care, and precision. They're really well done. Like these are not things that you find these things in almost any store. They're amazing. So especially as we're getting closer to Christmas and holidays and everything, there is one place to go if you're going to shop. It's Milkweed Market. That's a great place. How are things going on over there? What is currently going on over at Milkweed Market? Anything special we want to make sure to touch on?
Yes. So actually tomorrow we have our very next painting with purpose from 12:30 to 2.
Ooh.
You can either call Milkweed Market or sign up on the Facebook page. But and in case anybody doesn't know, painting with purpose, the purpose is to integrate individuals with disabilities with community members. Mm. That's the whole point of it. It's not just painting another pumpkin or painting another whatever. It's you're there with another purpose. So that's really cool.
It is a wonderful part of that. Yeah. One of the advantages with the work that is done at ODC is giving these clients an opportunity to get more and more comfortable in the public, more and more comfortable at jobs, and just interacting with people to be more independent. This is certainly, it's great to that they can find jobs in these things, but really the core essence is for them to have more control of their life, more freedom, more independence, and all these things. Now, when it comes to a program like that, you kind of get to see a little of that. You get to be a part of a little of that, and that's pretty cool. That's an interesting part of it. Now, is there anything else people should know when it comes to that?
What I want to talk about is how Milkweed Market is now one of our group-supported employment sites. So what group-supported employment is, it's a paid, supervised work training program that's located at a business in the community. In this case, it is located at Milkweed Market. So we have 2 to 4 individuals. This allows for individualized training. They learn all about what it means to work in a retail environment, very much involved in checking customers out, painting the product, setting up the store, pricing things, keeping everything neat and clean. So they're actually working and developing positive work behaviors, work skills, gaining that experience to put on a resume as they build a confidence towards their goal of working actually in the community. When you shop at Milkweed, you'll have an experience like no other. Okay. And you'll also become an advocate for the value, acceptance, and inclusion of people of all abilities.
And thank you for that, Carla. One of the things when you're describing that, and something that kind of I was thinking about it this weekend, doing a little prep for the interview and everything, I don't know if it was intended or not, but the work that they do at Milkweed, it really touches on so many different fields. It touches on so many different things, which gives them that on their resume. Mm-hmm. When they are applying to these jobs in town and everything, they already come into it with a bit of a skill set. And again, I'm not sure if that was organically happened or if it was intended or not, but you mentioned different fields, different things, the skill sets that they learn. They are applicable to so many different jobs in the community, so many different things. So you're not just, they can just do this one thing. They can only apply to this particular type of job. No, it's vast majority of jobs that they can.
Yeah, definitely developing their soft skills.
Yeah.
Any employer, good communication skills, good customer service skills, good teamwork. Anything that any employer would love to have in an employee. So definitely working on a lot of strengths.
That's
so when
pretty
you
cool.
shop at Milkweed, you are supporting individuals to work towards the goal of employment.
Yeah. When you hire these clients to work in your businesses, you are not just hiring one of the more reliable, loyal employees you are ever going to have, which you are, and that shouldn't be taken lightly. But what you're giving this individual, what you are giving the opportunity to this individual, can almost not be worded. And I've mentioned this before, and I will always mention this, and not in every time we have you guys on air, but I mention it a lot. Because I think it's noteworthy and it's a story that fits this particular topic every time. When we first moved to this town and living in the Rome area, my nan and papa, my grandparents, had their youngest daughter, my Aunt Pat, who had been a horrible car accident, and her maturity level was stuck at like 14, 15. And she was in her early 20s when this happened. And my Aunt Pat was kind of like stuck at home with my nan and papa. And that's what we all assumed was the way she was going to live the rest of her life. It was just living with my nan and papa, my grandparents, and kind of not really having a lot of independence or really a life of her own. And we just kind of accepted this. And we move out here, and my nana heard about the ODC. My nana was a former nurse, so she looks into this and reached out just on the slimmest of chances that they could help us from Rapids in Rome. And we're Illinois people. We don't know this area that well or anything. Pam Ross came to my nana papa's house in Rome. She spent a lot of time with my aunt, and my Aunt Pat, I'm not sure where she is right now. I'm not sure. She's out traveling somewhere. She's out living her life. She's got a husband. She's out doing things, bopping around. I'll hear from her in a little bit here, I'm sure. And I won't recognize the area code that she's calling me from or something like that. And I cannot tell you how just great that feels to say that. And it doesn't happen without Pam. It doesn't happen without the ODC. When my aunt Pat started working at Shopko, and Pam helped her get that job and helped her feel strong enough to be out in the public and all this, none of us could have had any idea where she would be going in the next years and decades in her life. And my aunt Pat's going to live the rest of her life this way. And it just doesn't happen without the ODC. So you're not just giving these people an opportunity to get a paycheck. You're giving them freedom. You're giving them independence. And so much more than I don't think we necessarily, even as you guys who work with these people day to day, we can only know so much. We don't know their hearts, their minds, what's in their hearts, minds, thoughts, and all that. So we couldn't even scratch the surface of how much this can impact a life. And again, some of the most loyal, greatest employees you're ever going to have. Right? It's really interesting the way the ODC has grown over the decades and evolved to where you're still doing that same stuff that Pam and that early staff was doing back in the day, just on a higher level and a more and able to help even more people.
Right.
It's impressive.
Yeah, definitely increasing self-advocacy, self-determination, just giving people the skills that they need just to be like everyone else, you know, enjoying the same things, you know, jobs, going out and having fun, traveling. So, yes, it's really important. I think we all enjoy what we do.
Yeah. It shows, too. I've never met somebody that works at the ODC grumpy. I've never met that. It's one of those kind of gigs. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll do that. We'll come back, get into some more that's going on with the ODC here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this October 26, 2022. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We're having a good one around here as we're going to take you to the top of the hour to wrap up Morning Magazine with our friends from the ODC. We have Carla, Annika, and Brooke with us, and thank you so much for being here, ladies. Appreciate the time. I wanted to get into, I was kind of saying this a little bit in our little break there, kind of a virtual tour of Milkweed Market. Would you guys mind doing that, kind of taking us a stroll through there a bit and talking about some of the items more specifically in that?
Certainly.
So
Milkweed Market is a beautiful home goods decor store with something for everyone. We make and pick pieces that will stand the test of time. It's kind of a vintage inspired with some modern touches, so combining, you know, the old and new together. Mm-hmm. We embrace diversity, uniqueness, and it shows in the different products that we offer. It's usually primarily locally sourced ingredients, repurposed materials. You'll find things like signs, magnets, seasonal decor, candles, jewelry, on-trend apparel, some vintage finds, and much more. But my favorite thing is the fresh bakery from Hidden Creek Kitchens. And Tony let me know that she did make those monster cookies that are...
Nice. The chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah, so
good.
Some scones are in the bakery there. Come and enjoy a cup of coffee. Buy some bakery items. Working today, we have Albert, Stephen, and Ted will be in the store today. So stop by, see them.
This is very unprofessional. I apologize, you guys. Would you mind taking over? I got to get over there. Do you guys mind doing the rest of the show? I've just got to get over. You made it too hard.
Monster cookies are the best.
You said monster cookie. I can't focus on my job now.
I gotcha. So definitely it is a truly unforgettable shopping experience to go into Milkweed Market. And of course the best part, you know, why we all do what we do. We're a business with a social impact. All proceeds support the mission of ODC to empower people with disabilities to achieve their work and life goals. And if by some chance you can't get out, you can always shop online at themilkweedmarket.com. So check us out.
Thank you for that, Carla. One of the things that we especially since the pandemic, we've talked a lot about, and you've heard us say it maybe more than our own call letters, is buy local, support local. And we mean that, especially in this community, where we have a community that does that quite a bit. And we certainly mean that with ODC. But it has another extra layer to it with the ODC, because you're not just buying local, supporting local, or supporting a nonprofit that puts back into their community like the ODC does. But they do this on not your typical level of where, okay, I see this business supporting baseball, local baseball team or something like that. The ODC's influence in this community is people. It's the clients. It's you guys. It's so much of that. And not to say other nonprofits don't do that, but at ODC, it's overwhelming how much it is that. The impact that is made, it's every individual client is making an impact. And that's a lot of people. It's pretty unique. to see, where you have an organization like this that is able to help create future workers or great workers in a community, and while at the same time helping its community rise up, helping its community bring up some of the people in its community that don't always get a chance to do that, or sometimes get lost in the shuffle. Not around here. Not in this community. Around here, those people get noticed. They do not slip through the cracks, and they have an opportunity to not only put back into the community, which almost all of us want to be able to do, but to live their lives, to live have some independence, to have a little bit of a freedom in that. Mm-hmm. So it's such a layered thing and such a beautiful tapestry when you see it laid out on there. And you get that every time you walk into Milkweed Market. These kind of things hit you. It's not just that, oh, I got to get that for Mom, or oh, I need this for me. It's I'm getting this item and I'm looking at it and I know that it was created by one of those clients. And I know what that does. Just this simple item that I bought for $5 or whatever, what I'm doing with that $5 is so layered. It's a really unique opportunity. And again, we say support local, buy local. It's such a different, like, take it to a higher level with the ODC. And the Milkweed Market has all these great items, too. I don't know about you guys, but my mom is a huge Coca-Cola fan. So for the first 20 years of my life and my sister and my brother, what do for my mom? We got her Coca-Cola things. And because she's an amazing mother, she's always loved these. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's great. As adults, she's finally like, look, guys, enough. All right. I've got literally every Coca-Cola item there under the sun. Now, in the last couple of years, we have been tasked with, okay, I want items coming from the community, and I want something that you can't just find anywhere. Now, for my brother and sister out of town, they've been struggling with this. Not me. No, not at all. This is what, and I need these points, you guys, because I am way down behind my brother and sister.
So where do you shop, James?
I go to Milkweed Market. and I find an original, unique item that I can't find just anywhere else. My mother sees it, she lights up, and then I tell her where it's from, and she gets even more excited, and I get points. And I may get in the wheel one of these days. She loves it. She loves that stuff. And I know that my mom is not alone. Moms like those kind of things. Dads like those kind of things. As we get closer to the holiday season, we encourage you to do your shopping at Milkweed. You're putting back in your community, you're helping these clients, you're helping the ODC continue to do this great work, and you're getting some really fun, unique items. And probably some good bakery goods, too, over there, because I'm really not here right now. I'm already on my way. I'm in my Jeep, and I'm already on the way over there. I do want to talk about some of the events going on over Milkweed as well. Annika, do you want to lead that, or was that Carlo? I wasn't sure.
I think that's me.
Okay.
So, yeah, the very next one is Painting with Purpose, obviously, as I said earlier, for tomorrow.
Touch on that one more time?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
We still have spots available. The event is free, and all of our supplies are paid for. So you literally just have to call them and be like, hey, I'm coming tomorrow between 12:30 and 2, and they'll have stuff ready for you.
So it is something that you should register, call ahead for.
Mm-hmm.
How would they do that?
You either call Milkweed Market, or you can respond to the event on Facebook.
Cool. Perfect.
Either way works. Our next event after that is the Christmas Sneak Peek, which is November 3rd through November 5th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. It's basically just like a little sneak peek of the Christmas items that are going to be coming out.
Oh,
so
good
like
idea.
To shop early, or you want that wreath, or, you know, for Christmas, then they're going to have some of that stuff out there.
That's a really cool idea. I like that. And again, going back to the conversation before about items for Christmas and Hanukkah and all this stuff, a nice idea to be able to like, okay, yep, I'm getting that one. That is, you can kind of plan ahead a little bit, which is a great idea for a lot of us, and I'll just raise my hand. It's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun event. When is that going on again?
That's November 3rd through November 5th.
Cool.
So it should be coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one I think I want to touch on is our holiday sip and shop, which is going to be just November 10th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we have special extended hours for this. It's basically like a shopping therapy kind of thing. We have complimentary coffee, and they're going to have bakery and stuff like that available. But yeah, come in after hours after work and take a look at all the other stuff. The Christmas stuff is going to be out there too, and stuff like that. I guess I lied. We have one more. November 30th through December 23rd, we're going to start our Christmas cookies.
Oh, okay. Oh, you saved the big one last. Yeah, we got to get that out there.
The Christmas cookies.
Let's approach this as somebody who hasn't been to it before. Let's say there's a listener out there who doesn't know about what you're referring to and everything. So what are the Christmas cookies? What are those that they're going to be released, that they'll be out and purchase?
They'll be available for purchase. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that call, you know, are you doing Christmas cookies?
Yeah.
So definitely wanted to mention that we are doing them.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty new to ODC myself, mm-hmm. and so I just learned about the Christmas cookies this last week. I didn't know they were such a huge thing. But so the way it was explained to me was starting on November 30th, they're going to open up shop pretty much for accepting pre-orders, I think is how they're going to do it this year. So you can place an order and then pick it up at another time, but they will have like spontaneous first come first serve cookies in Milkweed Market as well.
Good to hear, and thank you for going through those. And you actually brought up something, Annika, that I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask you and Brooke about a bit, and because Carla, if I got this right, you've been with ODC for a while, haven't you?
11 years.
I thought it was at least 10 or 11 years. I thought so. Okay, so where we have that end of the spectrum, you have two newer-ish kind of people there and everything. And as I mentioned early in the, I am bringing this up for a reason. The ODC is always looking for good volunteers, always looking for good employees, and that and it is one of the more rewarding places you can work. So when I encourage people to volunteer or do things there, I always like to have a little bit of feedback from people that are doing that work. How have you been enjoying it? How have you been getting used to things over there, Annika?
Oh my gosh, I love ODC so much.
Yeah, good to hear.
I'm only in my fourth week and everyone is so welcoming and so kind, and the work is so much more rewarding than I think anything I've ever done.
It's great to hear. Have you worked with clients like this before?
No, never.
Okay.
No. And then actually in my role, I'm their new PR and fund development specialist, so I don't actually have one-on-one relationships with the clients, but because our office is right down the hall from Day Services, we get to meet them all the time.
I suppose you come have lunch with
us. I know. I'm going to go have lunch with all the clients and everyone else.
That'd be great.
Thank you for sharing that. And congratulations on the gig. That's awesome. I think that's a great example of what I was getting at. So thank you for sharing that. And Brooke, you and I touched on this a little bit before, on air, off air, and that. Yeah. But how have you been getting your feet wet with the job and enjoying it and all that?
I've been there for almost a year now, in November, and I was in Day Services, and I just transferred to Prevoke, and it's great, and it's just a different opportunity to be more in the community and helping them build their soft skills to work towards employment. And Day Services is great too, though. I really enjoyed working down there as well. And it's great because they still stop by my office in the morning and we talk about whatever sports event is going on or, you know, whatever it may be. We have our little conversations, and having those relationships is awesome.
And for journalistic integrity, Brooke and I have a mutual friend in Dawn from Images and Ink, so we know each other a little bit.
We do.
And I, not to assume anything, but I know in the gigs before this, Brooke, you didn't seem like they were as rewarding.
But
it's almost a completely different world for you now with this.
Yes, I love what I do. Yeah,
it's great to hear it. I've noticed that since you've been working there, that you've got that spirit to you, and even on hard days, it seems like you enjoy your work.
Yeah, for sure.
And now, so we've got a little bit of a newer Kenny here, Carla. What has kept you at the ODC for these years?
The people. I'm, you know, pure and simple. It's, you know, the individuals that I work with, to watch them grow and to learn new things and to just get out there and leave, you know, and just go live their life, you know, and just all the different changes that ODC has embraced. Everything that we do just moves people closer to having their best life.
It takes special people that can do the jobs that you guys do. Not everybody can do it. And there's an opportunity out there for somebody listening to, whether it is volunteer or working at the ODC, where your skill set and your abilities are going to be really heightened, are going to be really used in the right ways. Working with some great people and helping some great individuals achieve their dreams, their goals, the simplest of things that every single person deserves to have that they don't always get a chance to have. You get to be a part of that process. You get to be a part of that walk. And I can't think of many things more rewarding than that. I appreciate you guys sharing that. And I bring it up, obviously, with ulterior motive. I want you guys out there to volunteer with the ODC, to reach out to the ODC, support the ODC, Milkweed Market, Ink Splash, all the things they're doing there. You're not just spending money. You are investing. You are investing in your community. You're investing in the ODC. And you're also getting some great items and some good baked items. Did I do my job? Can I go to the ODC now? Can I go there now, please?
Yeah, let's go.
We got a minute left. You guys can fill that, right? You can cover the minute. No problem. You just push this button and we're all done. Your mics will be off. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for being here. Before we let you go, Annika, I just wanted to touch on it one more time. The program.
Painting with Purpose.
Yes, yes. Touch on the details of that one more time, please.
Yeah, so it's going to be tomorrow, the 27th, from 12:30 to 2. And again, the purpose is to integrate the individuals with disabilities with community members. So the more community members attending this program, the better it is for us and for them. We still have spots available, and everything is paid for. The event is free. All you have to do is call the Milkweed Market or reply on the Facebook page, either Milkweed Market or ODC's Facebook page, and we'll get you connected.
Nicely done. ODCINC.com is the website. Encourage you to call, follow the ODC on Instagram, Facebook. It's a great way to keep up on things. Thanks so much, ladies. We'll talk again real soon. Thank you for the time, everybody.
Thank you, James.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.